This is JIS News. Coming up, special arrangements made for persons with outstanding tickets who had started the payment process prior to the expiration of the amnesty. More net billing licenses to be issued this year, and ODPEM to host disaster risk management seminar for journalists. The details after the break.
Back up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
NSWMA. Now the news. Special arrangements have been made for persons with outstanding traffic tickets who had started the payment process at the JCF Traffic Division but did not get the opportunity to complete the process by Monday, December 31. These persons would have been issued stamped documents from the Traffic Division verifying that they had started the payment process before the end of the amnesty. The six-month amnesty ran from July 1 to December 31, 2012, and allowed motorists to incur no additional fees or penalties on unpaid tickets issued prior to September 21, 2010, once payment was made in full. A full report on the traffic ticket amnesty and related issues will be made to Cabinet, and the Ministry of National Security will inform the public whether any additional measures will be implemented to address the issue of unpaid traffic tickets. The government will award licenses for the provision of up to 115 megawatts of capacity for renewable energy this year. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell made the announcement recently while addressing residents of Highlight View and Land Lease in Eastern St. Andrew who were receiving electricity for the first time. He promised that 2013 will be a momentous year for the country as it relates to energy.
It's going to be the year when we achieve greater certainty, more certainty than ever, as to the path that we are going to be taking to achieve lower prices for energy.
90 homes in the two rural St. Andrew communities were provided with electricity on New Year's Eve. Some 900 more households are slated to be connected in short order. Minister Paulwell says he has been mandated by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller to bring the 2.5% of Jamaicans currently living without electricity onto the national grid. A seminar on the promotion of disaster risk management for journalists is part of core plans for this year's observance of Earthquake Awareness Week, January 20 to 26. Director General of the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, Ronald Jackson, says the seminar, set for January 25, will expose journalists to their role in disaster risk promotion. He says procedures and policies involved in the management of disasters will also be highlighted,
which will seek to expose media personnel to their roles in disaster risk reduction, not just in terms of reporting, but generally in promoting a disaster risk reduction culture, exposing the media personnel to the standard operating procedures in relation to the National Emergency Operations Center, and providing a platform for media practitioners and players to share resources, experiences, and insights in the whole business of risk communication. And I think this will also help to advance the national capacity.
Mr. Jackson says the media seminar will help to advance the national capacity for risk and crisis communication. And Russia's Transera Airlines has made its inaugural flight to Jamaica from Moscow. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil welcomed the 320 passengers on the flight, which landed at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay at the start of the new year.
Today is truly a historic day for Jamaica's tourism. We are witnessing the opening up of a new gateway to a new market for Jamaica, one that will allow thousands of Russian nationals to enjoy a Jamaican vacation.
Minister McNeil says this is part of efforts to boost airlifts and open up new markets. Transera Airlines will operate charter flights to Jamaica in partnership with tour operator Biblio Globus. It will make regular flights to Jamaica until the end of 2013. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.